From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Theo. July 19th Tech Roundup. Five stories, here's number one. Let's get into it. First, from The Decoder. AI chatbots reading x-rays can be dangerously confident, even when they're wrong. So I was digging into this benchmark test called Rattle 2.0, and it's specifically designed to see how well AI models do in radiology. Basically, how well they can read x-rays and diagnose problems. The thing that caught my attention is that a lot of these AI models are delivering wrong findings, but they're doing it with complete confidence. It's like they're saying, yeah, I'm 100% sure this is what's going on, even when they're not even close. What's really interesting is that human radiologists are still way ahead in terms of accuracy, even when they're not 100% confident in their diagnoses. It's like these AI models are overestimating their abilities, and that's a problem. If we're going to rely on AI to make medical diagnoses, we need to make sure it's not just spewing out confident-sounding answers that are actually wrong. This got me thinking, before we can trust AI to make diagnoses on its own, it needs to learn when it's better to just say, I don't know, or I'm not sure. It's like the old saying goes, when in doubt, ask for help. AI needs to learn that too. Next, second, from The Decoder. AI text detectors struggle when language models mimic an author's style. I ran a quick test with Epoch AI's three big-name detectors, Pangram, GPT-0, and Originality.ai, by feeding them text that a language model had been asked to copy an author's voice. The surprise was how often the tools missed the mark. Up to 18% of the passages slipped through completely. When the same experiment shifted to scientific prose, the blind spot widened dramatically. Nearly half of the AI-generated sections, about 48%, were flagged as human-written. That's the very niche where we expect these detectors to be most reliable, so the gap feels especially stark. What's happening under the hood is that the models are getting good at reproducing the subtle cadence and phrasing that our detectors rely on for clues. When the style matches an author's fingerprint closely enough, the statistical signatures they look for get drowned out. Bottom line, if you're counting on these tools to police academic writing, you might need to pair them with a human review, at least for now. The tech is getting clever, but the detectors haven't quite caught up. Up next, third, from The Decoder. Moonshot's Kimi K3 outperforms Fable 5 in front-end code, but lags far behind in complex math. Hey, I just read this thing that's got me thinking. So Moonshot's Kimi K3 just knocked Claude Fable 5 out of the top spot in Code Arena's front-end rankings, which is a big deal since it's the first Chinese model to do so. But here's the thing. When it comes to complex math, Kimi K3 is basically a fraction of the way there compared to the OpenAI and Anthropic models. It's scoring around 39% on Frontier Math Tier 4, which is a pretty low bar, while those other models are hitting close to 90%. It's like they're two completely different models. And then, fourth, from The Decoder, Google DeepMind argues video generators already contain the world models computer vision has been missing. I've been chewing on DeepMind's Genception, and it's kind of a neat twist on how we think about vision. Instead of building a fresh network for depth or segmentation, they took a video generator that was already learning to predict future frames and asked it to output those classic vision maps. The surprising part is that the model was trained almost entirely on synthetic video, no massive real-world datasets, yet it still hits performance on par with the current state-of-the-art systems. What this suggests is that the temporal dynamics the generator learns are already encoding a sort of implicit world model. When you ask it to infer depth or segment objects, it can pull that knowledge out without extra supervision. It's a reminder that the line between generative and understanding is thinner than we usually assume, and that we might get a lot more mileage out of video-centric training than we've been giving it. Next, fifth, from The Decoder, Alibaba's Qwen takes on Kimi K3 with open-weight Qwen 3.8. says model is second only to Fable 5. Alibaba just dropped Qwen 3.8, a multimodal model that packs 2.4 trillion parameters and comes with its weights fully open. Under the hood, the architecture leans heavily on a deeper transformer stack and a new cross-modal attention layer that lets it juggle text, images, and even short video clips without a separate encoder. The team says the performance sits right behind Fable 5, which has been the benchmark for sheer scale, but they're emphasizing how the open-weight release lets anyone fine-tune it on niche data. A preview is already live, so you can start poking around and see how the multimodal stitching feels in practice. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings. Stay curious. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.